Treadmill or Death Spiral, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a night light on for you. The Bible, in the book of Proverbs, the wisdom literature of the Old Testament, verse chapter 14 and verse 12, it says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." In nature, there's a phenomenon known as the ant mill or death spiral. This occurs when a group of ants get separated from their pheromone trail, which they use to communicate and navigate. Without the trail, they begin to follow each other in a circle, eventually leading to exhaustion and death. One of those spirals that people who had studied these things found that was 1,200 feet across, and it was taking the ants like more than a mile to get around the outside of the circle, but they keep going in the circle until eventually they fall from exhaustion and die. Like these ants, sometimes we rely on our own understanding and follow the ways of the world that's around us. We're warned in the New Testament not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's very possible to just get in the habit of following the people that are around you, following their unfortunately bad examples, and falling into the patterns that they set, without thinking through the direction that they're headed. They may not know where they're going. Sometimes these people pop up on TV that are purported to be stars or somehow significant because maybe they're witty or good looking or have a beautiful voice or something, but that doesn't mean they know where they're going. We need something a little bit more robust to navigate this life than just the opinions of people who don't know anything more than we do. We need guidance from outside of this cosmos to make it to heaven to be with God. So when we choose to follow God's ways, even when they may not make sense to us, we can trust that He is leading us to our true destiny. We may encounter challenges and obstacles along the way, but we can have confidence that God's plan is greater than ours. So how do we navigate away from the pheromone trail of the death spiral of the world around us? First of all, get intimately familiar with the Word of God. It is settled forever in heaven. It's seed to the sower, bread to the eater, always accomplishes the purposes that God has sent it for. And one of those purposes is bringing direction to our directionless lives. And so it's sort of your divine GPS. God's positioning scripture is how some people have described it. And so if you get to know the Bible, you will be well on your way towards not falling into the false pheromone trails of this world system. Let's pray. Mighty Father God, I thank you for this day, and I thank you that you've given us a word that is outside of this world system, that we don't get trapped into just following whoever happens to be in front of us to wherever they happen to be going. Help us to live with a greater deal of intentionality than that. I just thank you that you've given me guidance over the years from your word through precepts and principles, through promises and possibilities. Just give us your strength in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a